This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
How are you doing this morning? Riding along in your automobile? I'm riding shotgun. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. That's our text for this morning. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. As a Christian, how do you determine who or what to pray for? When we experience pain, disappointment, or desire a particular outcome in life, prayer often comes naturally for us. But Scripture is full of examples and commands that should help shape the way we pray, including the who and the what we pray for. In today's passage, the Apostle Paul instructs us to pray, including offering thanksgiving for all people, and then specifically mentions kings and all who are in high positions. Consider then the civil authorities God has placed in your life, including government officials at the local, state, and national levels. How can you make praying for them a consistent part of your prayer life? Now consider one purpose for which Paul tells us to pray for them, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. In other words, one of the ways we as Christians should pray for our leaders is to ask God to direct them in ways that enable us as Christians to lead a peaceful, godly life, and not in ways that would present obstacles to living out our faith. Make a plan to pray at least each week for the civic leaders in authority. Consider your local, state, and national leaders, legislative bodies, and judicial officials. Ask God to so direct them that Christians are able to pursue the life of faith God has called us to without resistance. We're commanded to pray for our leaders, even those we disagree with, and ultimately, we'll answer to our King. Remember, He is still on the throne and He's coming back. All is well.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.